I guess I should check the levels first. So this is what I'm making on a podcast. So you say something, I'm gonna say something.
I'm gonna say something.
And then we'll see how the levels sound.
Ooh, Brothers 3 Podcast, you and me, living your best life. This is a theme song. I sung the theme song. Theme song.
That was awesome. I almost don't even want to check levels.
Let it fly, baby.
Oh, there's somebody.
Oh, it's Mr. Rogers now. Who's at the door?
Who's at the door?
Come on, neighbor. Come on in. Podcast. Hey. It's brother number two.
Come on, step
I just come in from...
the Himalayas.
Nick Potawatomi.
He brought ice from the Himalayas.
Oh, where does this come from?
You want to say something?
One.
Huh?
That's for the young one.
The youngling?
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
Okay. Hello, podcast.
There it is.
What's going on, man?
Social distancing. Everyone's wearing masks. This is a gift for Zion.
Zion.
Okay. Now I feel like I gotta stop.
No, you don't.
No?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so.
This ain't nothing with this. Three bros. Not the actual bro, but yeah.
Two bros and a cousin. And a cousin. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I ain't coming here for all this. I just want to get you.
Just hang it, though. Guess I'll be on my way. No, no, you can't go.
Nah, I'm sitting down there. Hang on for a second.
That's what's up. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Yeah, I'll sit down for a second.
All right.
You look good, boy. That boy look good.
Why did I come?
Okay.
Why did I?
Tired of the podcast coming.
We 2 minutes and 6 seconds in. So
well, just started.
Just started. Yeah. So I guess we. I was going.
Doggy daddy. There you go.
I hate that. I hate that phrase. By the way, doggy daddy.
Come on, doggy daddy.
Well, because I mean,
they call me doggy daddy.
I mean, Ebony is she's a sentient creature. Like I didn't help make her.
Do you realize how popular the term dog daddy is?
You know how
you open yourself up to a whole new audience by using that phrase. Don't even know.
Okay, so you tell him, but my thing is, the semantics of it is, I take care of this dog. It's a sentient being. I put food in a bowl, I brush it, make sure it's okay. I didn't help make it in a sense.
I'm trying not to be snarky.
Right.
No, be snarky. We like snarky. Please.
Like, we all know how to take care of a
dog. we know
how. And you washed her. Right. Fantastic. Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying, to me, it seems like okay. When someone say I'm a dog parent, it seems a little like a pandering.
To who though?
Yeah, I mean
to other dog people.
You have a human child.
I do have a human child.
Okay, so you feed that child.
Yes.
You make sure that child is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You teach that child things that they should know, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you going with
you take responsibility for this, right?
Yeah.
I think you do a lot of the similar things with
this animal here.
Yeah, with Ebony. Yes.
But the thing is, me and Zion are the same species. So, like.
You racist.
That racist?
Yeah. Why are you discriminating against species line?
It feels like something needs to be done. I don't. Oh. That's a phone going on in the background. This is a real situation.
We okay. All have...
Hello?
Somebody go yeah. About to go cake. All right, look. So are you telling me, in essence, I am a doggy daddy?
I think if there was criteria for that term, I think you would be checking off a lot of the criteria.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I don't see it as a negative.
I don't either. I feel like Ebony, in a sense, was thrust upon me, and I'm doing the best of a bad situation. So for me to be like, oh, I'm the dog's daddy, It's like, nah, not really. I just, you know, we have a mutual understanding. I want to make sure she's the best dog she can be.
Okay, so you the dog's long-term foster parent?
Yeah, I don't have, or just, I don't even, I'm the dog's owner. I know it. That makes people feel like that's definitely a whole term. Wait a minute. People can own people.
You are really flexing that male privilege, ain't you? I'm not this dog's father. I own this dog. Right. This is part of my asset allocation. Stocks, bonds, canines.
All they're saying is...
Okay.
You just don't want to be it was dick. Okay to own
that's
people.
That's what it feels like.
I'm right. just saying, like, right. it's okay to own people a couple hundred years ago, right. but now we have to be dog parents. So like, this no.
This is unusual.
It's all right, man.
All right, right.
You make the case for right. human slavery, but you right. don't want to call it
dog right. That I understand.
Okay. This does not put mm-hmm. you in a good light.
Okay, yeah, no, no. Okay, man. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
Dog, family show.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start over.
No, no. This is the show. This is the show. I look, wait a minute. I'm being a Republican right now. I am this dog's owner. I don't love him. I make sure she's okay. Everything's fine.
That's an interesting character of a Republican.
Right. They might disagree.
Wait a minute. Well, what? Yeah, because it's not okay to be racist. Not openly racist. I don't want to own people, but I want to pay people a living wage. Like, am I so wrong?
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where's the
notes?
Yeah.
No notes.
We free balling.
We were actually going to do, I was going to ask.
Can we use a different term?
Free I'm sorry. Balling. We're riffing right now.
Right.
Okay. So before you got here, I was gonna ask.
It's just a bunch of males, and we all free balling.
Right. Yeah.
That feels like a different podcast.
You don't like it?
Right. I love the breeze. The freedom.
Right.
Yes. Lefty okay. want to go one way. Righty want to go the other way.
Okay.
All right.
Clack.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's.
All right. Anyway.
Let's try again. Before you got here.
Okay.
Jay was telling me there was a part of the podcast that I stopped doing, right. where people ask, like, where I used to say, where are your brothers? I would say, brother number two is doing something fancy.
True.
Brother number three was doing something military.
Okay.
All right. Since you're here, you're going to hear us. We're going to just do this. And if you want to chime in, you can.
Okay.
That is not what I sound like.
People love that little voice.
I know, right? Take the mask off.
Uh-oh.
I've been... Right. Don't want to do that.
Okay, fair enough. He's like, I've been... Where's brother number two been at?
Right.
He's been in the mountains of the... Right. He's been in downtown Tokyo. Right. Breathing in expensive sushis.
Right. Breathing in. White tiger lily.
Take the mask off. You don't want me to do that.
Right. You don't want the opium to seep out.
I got fugu fish on my breath.
You got a cloud of opium behind right. my hand. That's
what I'm okay.
That's funny.
Oh no, my God. That's
No. Poor people would drop dead smelling the opium.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I made fun of you in your face. All right, so.
That's a terrible drug delivery system. It's funny, though.
Open your mouth. What about Corona? Right. If you're poor, you'd die from Corona. Right. Take the vaccine.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Are
you just trying to hit all the hot topics?
All right.
We just came off a hard election. You got political jokes.
Right.
We come in, we're dealing in a society that's post facts. So we're having an issue with saying whether the vaccine has a real efficacy rate or not.
Yeah, efficacy. That's a good word.
You know. So are you just a hot button podcast today?
Right.
I'm used to family jokes and news stories with a hilarious ending.
Okay.
Where are we at?
I don't know. Like, no. Okay. No. I'm not doing hot button things. It was just I was riffing. But
okay. Yeah, you jokes this.
Yeah, man.
All right. Comedians have to hit the hot buttons, right?
Yeah.
You have to elicit a response from the audience, right?
When you hold our feet to the fire, you'd be like, I don't know, I just thought it was funny.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry for that.
No.
All right, so where's brother?
There are no rules.
Okay, so now so you got...
You are a seasoned performer.
Yes, I am.
You have performed in front of thousands and stadiums, etc.
Yes, I have.
Right? You got to come in and play the hits with people like.
Oh. Right? They don't want
play the hits, to... Tony. What right. you doing?
Well, I was trying to play the hit, but you were like, no, that sounds pedantic. Yeah. Out, you thought you sound like I was pandering to the crowd.
Janet comes out, people want to hear Pleasure Principle.
Right.
People don't want to hear, you know.
From the new album.
So where's the BTP? You know, like,
all right, bro, just, can I get to it?
All
right.
Are you living your best life?
You took all the energy. Okay, so where's brother number three at? Since you had so much to say.
Oh, I just like.
Where's brother number three at?
The typical structure of the play.
I know. Where's brother number three at?
I'm assuming, you know, he's.
No.
Spending
just,
time with
no,
his family.
No. You can't say play the hits and then be like.
You play the hits.
All right, fine. Jay, cousin Jay.
Yeah, do you give people your drumsticks? Like, hey, you want to hear it? You play it.
All right. Well, that's funny.
You play the hits. I sat down to be entertained.
All right.
All right, fair
maybe
enough.
Maybe I want to hear some pill facts. Huh?
All right, cousin Jay. Where's brother number three at?
Brother number three. Let's see. He is stuck in the woods wrestling mountain lions.
Okay.
Testing his strength.
Okay, cool. Here we go. So, brother number two, you're welcome to chime in. Like, when I think of brother number three, like, fighting mountain lions, I hear the...
Then getting them belly rubs.
I'm hearing the Street Fighter 3 music playing. Street Fighter 2. Right. I see him doing like dragon punches on the waterfall.
Right. He's guile. He's right. doing them backward flip kicks.
And then once the mountain lion like jumps out, like he grabs, like, oh, not today. And like, hits him with a sonic boom. And then the cat, like, he has the stars, like, going across his head. Right. And he's like, you tried your best. Oh, like, hey, you're not strong enough.
Here's some catnip.
All right. I have no idea if this is going good or not.
That's fine. I'm
Since we were talking, all three of us, there's been a lot of developments that happened in the last, like...
You know, if you don't mind.
No, by all means.
So, brother number three, which is interesting... It's a case study, I think. For how involved he was with Pokemon back in the day, now he's like catching people in real life, being a recruiter.
Gotta catch. That's really
so,
good.
You know, if I was going to make a scenario, I would just imagine some Pikachu-esque, Pokemon-esque, like he's going around capturing high school students. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He's
so,
a recruiter. He's good at his job.
That is a job. He's a recruiter. So, like, what?
Is it too much information?
No.
Nah.
Probably too much information.
Video games do work, parents.
So, wait a minute. He got catch the aloof books smart kid who's got untapped potential. Yeah. He only says his name. Ethan. Yeah. Yo, Ethan. Oh, Ethan. Don't you want to, like, be the best you can be? Ethan. I know, but at the same time, you can go across seas. Ethan, sign the paperwork.
The laugh. I'm sorry, I just think it, maybe, you know, Rose
it.
Used to be in the Pokemon, so I feel like I know too much about that universe. But, so it's not a question of trying to convince the other Pokemon. You get them in battle.
Right.
And once they lose, you throw that Pokeball at them. It's not a logical, well thought out argument for Pikachu.
Ethan fainted. Ethan to be back later. He don't know his own strength.
Right.
I do.
Anyway.
That's good. Okay. All right. How is my nephew, real quick?
Oh, he's good.
That's good. You know, I do. He listens to the podcast.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah,
I do a voice of him, too.
Right now, he is definitely with some family he hasn't seen in a little bit. So, you know, things are good. Traveled safely. Got there safely. And everybody is seems to be enjoying themselves.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, a lot of things have happened in the world in the last, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Word.
Right. We had like a Christmas Day bomber, which I'm going to call him the Christmas Day bomber. Okay. If, would you like to give him a name? Mm-mm. No?
No, no, I'd rather stay away from this topic.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, because I said a couple podcasts ago, like, if you do a crime, you don't get to make up your cool
right
name. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the facts is you bombed something the day where you bombed something.
Right.
He's a, okay, it happened, I think, on 2nd Street in Nashville.
I think.
2nd Street bomber.
2nd Street.
I would personally like to. What? Can we come back to this?
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. I'm saying, I guess the facts have kind of came out just a little bit.
Okay.
As far as, like, he dropped his bomb in Nashville, which is, you know, the home of country music. Mm-hmm. On Christmas Day, which is kind of relevant, you know.
Okay.
Because we as Americans, and the bad thing is, like, we all are African-American. Mm-hmm. But we, most days, but like
Depends on who's asking.
Right. Who's on the phone?
The thing is, like, we resonate with the American culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, there are certain days that mean something to us.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and, you know, 9/11 because of what happened on 9/11. 9/11. You know, and, I know that's, home terrorism, is that what they call it?
Domestic terrorism.
Domestic terrorism, right? And I find that kind of, especially in the climate of what we're dealing with, like, I think that's kind of something worth talking about.
I hear you.
Like, yeah, you right keep on, talking about it.
I'll chime in when I chime in.
Okay, fair enough.
A little fresh. All
right,
where you going with it?
I'm just saying, I don't know, but I'll move on.
So, you know, I think there's a point to be made. Is there a historical one? Maybe one a little bit not as fresh that we can use as the basis for this premise?
Well, I was going to say Tim McVeigh.
It's an interesting premise.
Well,
you got anything lighthearted?
I do. Okay. All right.
He went from Nashville bomber to the Unabomber. Nobody sent something whimsical.
I was doing bomb stuff. Bombs. Yeah, okay, fine. All right, so I saw an article a couple weeks ago that I grabbed.
Bombs are whimsical?
Yeah.
They are. All right. I want to talk about those sparkle bombs.
Little bombs.
There's a guy, for all the people stealing Amazon packages. He's now at, like, a glitter bomb 3.0.
Yeah, but at the same time, he faked those views. Like, the first couple views.
Don't matter. Still a nice premise.
I could change up my tactic. It's fine. We ain't got to talk about bombs. All
right. Not even the sparkly ones.
No.
Okay.
All right.
We helped brother number 3 overcome his squirrel fear today.
Brother number 1.
I mean brother number 1.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yes.
Okay. We went in the attic.
So you just don't have the enthusiasm for this conversation like the...
I was terrified. I didn't want it, not even a little bit. Like,
this is fear.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can dive into me.
Wait a minute, pause. No.
Oh, boy.
Nobody diving into nothing. We're 3 dudes. Holiday. We can't free ball. We ain't diving either.
Holiday story with a twist.
All right.
Jingle balls. Pause. Jingle balls. Pause.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
Well, but he put all these images, like, you made up the story, and there was no story. He was like, if we open the door, the souls of the squirrels will come out and steal your eyeballs.
Yeah,
have babies in your gut.
Yeah.
I'm like, funny. What? Or they could just be squirrels, man, trying to stay warm. Yeah. No, you don't know they're demons from the pits of hell. Let's just go check a look. Yeah. No!
Yeah, I think you need to paint this picture for the viewers. That's hilarious. That's funny.
Okay. I don't like being deconstructed in real time on my own.
No, let's do it.
All right. Okay, fair enough. What I'm telling y'all is this, right? I am a city dude. I live in the hood. So there are certain dangers I'm okay with. Mm-hmm. You don't know what another person might do. Don't push me. I'm close to the edge. Mm-hmm. That situation, I'm okay with because that's a familiar fear, right? Okay. I don't deal with the animals. I don't deal with wildlife. I don't deal with nature. So.
Not you, Ebony.
Yeah, well, not Ebony. She's okay. She's one of the good ones. Right? But when you bring an outside entity into your home, you know, those signals might get crossed, right? So, when, and plus, opening up a hatch to a whole new world.
So, we price it. I'm saying the details of, first, the house is a historical house.
It is.
1920s. Oh, 1916.
Yeah.
So, they're all type of, depending on how you feel about it, if you get into any type of spirituality, etc., you can whip up all type of horror stories that could have happened.
Yeah. Right?
Between the 100 years. That's crazy.
Right.
That this building has been here.
Right.
So, the particular hatch that you're talking about is in the upstairs bedroom. That has, again, that room used to house an individual with some cognitive disabilities.
I like the fact you use that word. Right? I don't know. Maybe? I think.
You don't know the word or the story?
No, no. I don't know the story. No, I just asked. What's the
story? Wait a minute. Brother number two's eyebrows is a barometer of how he's feeling. So as the eyebrows are going up and down, I got confused on what part you were confused.
No, I know the words. I don't know the story. If you want to share the story, by all means.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So before we... This starting to really sound like the scary story. So before...
That's why I want to go up there.
Let's go.
Before we moved into a house, the previous owner, and this is all true, was an older lady, and her daughter had cognitive declines as she, you know, as she got older. I'm not sure what the proper terms are, but
for the hood folk,
she was basically she had some behavioral issues.
Okay.
Wait a minute, was she suffering through dementia?
I believe some all of that. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. She was a little older, maybe declining health.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So this is horror shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she was... he got to throw the whole thing up. Yeah,
no, I ain't throwing out nothing.
Believe it. So basically, she ended up dying in the house, upstairs.
In the house? In this house?
Mm-hmm.
In Zion's room?
I don't know if it's Zion's room apartment, our mother's room. Oh. But one or the other. So upstairs, basically. So anyway, as you think about this, as you're walking up the stairs, it's creaking, it's woodly, there is, we are very energy, you know, we conserve energy here, so we often keep the lights off, so there's often large shadows, etc. So in the closet of this particular bedroom goes directly into the attic. So as you enter this closet, which is pretty small, there's not a lot of twist around room.
Yeah, no.
You go straight up and basically 100-year-old attic. Wow. And at the time, the last time that we discussed going up there, once you get through this hatch, maybe 2x2 or something like that, it is supposed to be a leather-bound case up there that may have, it was definitely up there. The way you described it was maybe as old as the house or something.
Wow, that's what I remember.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
So as you poke, your head up into this attic space, like I said, it is you can see all 100 years of previous decay and living that's happened. So once you start adding all these things up, and then we at one point had an issue with squirrels in the attic. So now you got an old house, you got a lot of noises that you cannot explain. And supposedly a leather-bound case full of some 1916, so maybe some immigrant's dreams of a new life, etc.
I would have got it.
Yeah. So then Jason must not have known any of this before you
embarked
upon this mission.
Yeah, no. We got rid of you.
No. I told Cousin Jay all this, and he was like, we should go up there. I'm like,
okay.
I don't want to go up there, like, because I'm terrified. Like, because black people, or at least me, I'm superstitious.
I think you know what I'm saying?
You let sleeping ghosts lie. But Jay was like, no, we're definitely going up there. And I'm like, why are we going up there? He was like, you got that podcast. I didn't want to do it. He took
his... Well, you need material. True. Really, he's probably helping you out.
Yeah, true. So we took it. He took his phone. Okay. And he duct taped it to a broom. And he put it through the hole with the light on.
So let me ask you. If you stuck the broom up there, then the handle was torn off, what was the next step?
Oh, that's it.
I'll
leave you now.
You gonna come out here and do the podcast?
Right.
Hey, what's up, family? Living your best life. Don't die in the house because you lose your phone. I guess he would have to call his cell phone provider, be like, yo, real quick, I lost my phone.
Right. I'm sorry. I ain't covered in the plan.
And I'm sorry, how'd you lose it? Squirrel demons.
Right.
I'm sorry, what? Squirrel demons grabbed my phone.
Okay, all right.
Well, they're sending, they're sending pics.
We got crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like...
He just knew he was going to be beheaded or... chewed to death.
Yeah, I didn't want to put, because the thing is, when you go in the attic, once, because you're at eye level, I don't care how big you are, how small you are, if someone attack you, you're putting your tender vittles, whatever goes through that hole, that portal to the darkness, it's in the way of the attack. So if your head goes first, I want to see what's up here. Boom, eyes.
Well,
mouth,
that's why I
say
it's not a lot of room to turn around.
Yeah.
It just makes it doubly. So you're on a ladder, sticking your head up into a space that transports you back 100 years ago.
To Narnia?
To Narnia.
Narnia. No, this is.
Yeah,
lame.
Yeah. Right. And you are very exposed.
Yeah, and I didn't want that problem, but. You know,
what is the real likelihood of that happening?
Well, okay. Do you want to be the exception to that rule?
Right.
I didn't want that
rule.
That
wasn't going to happen.
But I do find this funny. It is like this correlation between, like, I guess, black spirituality and our willingness to believe ghost stories, etc. Because I can be a victim of that just like anybody else. But it's funny that we... Like, even when you and I looked up there, we didn't discuss actually getting attacked by a squirrel. Like, the real life danger.
I thought it was implied.
Okay. No, I really was concerned about some apparition, you know?
Right. Yeah, no.
Appearing, and the real life danger of a squirrel just mawing my face off just didn't concern me as much.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've had this
attack formation.
You two. Go.
I'm just right.
My whole thing is this:
if I ever see a squirrel, if I ever see a pack of squirrels hunting like coyotes or something,
what I'm saying.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, man, we're going in this.
Okay,
what's a group of squirrels called? They got to be called something.
I don't think squirrels get groups. My whole thing is this: okay, you two, y'all. It's great that I have y'all here because y'all have done different things. Y'all life has went a different track than mine. My thing is this. I work with people who have taken people's lives, right? I worked in a prison that's like, I think it was the first building was built in 1918 in that particular prison. People who kill people are super superstitious. And like even the jail I work in now, it was built 10 years ago. There's like a history to it. Like I don't do it, but people tell like, you know, like this land was bought for cheap. That's why we built the jail here, because this was initially a burial ground, or there was a dead kid found here. There's a well here that 23 kids, like that's, I don't do it, but that's what other people do. Mm-hmm. With that being said, so let's flash back. The prison I work with, people who actually take people's lives were in this place. And originally, the Indiana State Prison was built, like the buildings were used to house like certain captives from a war. I don't know what war happened in 1918, but just to take my word for it. Mm-hmm. There's a tree that used to be there that was cut down, and it was a checkpoint in the prison. If you went in this checkpoint at certain times of the day, I'm sorry, certain times of the night, like, people were hung on this tree. And they were like, you can hear those ghosts at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can like, if you listen at a certain time, you can hear, like, a wailing. Or even, we had, like, this...
Yeah.
That's
the win. It was probably the win, but we had this morbid joke, right? Uh-huh. So if you worked in the tower, right? So the tower was like basically built around the prison, right? Mm-hmm. So the supervisor would call you and say, "What's your count?" Because at certain times of the day, we counted all the prisoners to make sure everyone was there. Mm-hmm. So they would call like Tower 5. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "What's your count?" Now, the whole facility is locked down. No one can move. We are in charge of 1,800 people who are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. You don't get a call in Tower 5 or Tower 7, whatever, because you're just the perimeter. Mm-hmm. They're like, "What's your count?" You're like, "I don't know what you're talking about." They're like, "No, the count can't clear until you give us a count. What is your count?" Like, "I don't know." Well, they were like, "Tower 5 looks out onto the graveyard. So if you die in prison and no your family doesn't claim your body, you go into this graveyard. You got an unmarked grave, you're just a dead body in the ground."
Okay.
So they're like, "So Tower 5, what's your count?" And we're like, "I don't know." Because you don't know, because you're new.
Right.
They're like, "Your count is 254. There are 254 people who died in this jail. No one claimed their bodies.
Okay.
Your count is 254.
Okay.
So I guess what I'm saying is, in my line of work, doing 20 years, like, you kind of start believing in a supernatural sense because you dealt with people who've taken human life. Mm-hmm. They say they've seen spirits.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got a building that's 100 years old, like this house. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when people say, "Don't go over there, it's haunted," you're like, "Okay, cool. You just don't do it."
You got to take my word for it.
Right. Fair enough.
So,
are you okay today?
I'm fine.
No, that was just a depressing way to get back to our story.
All right, so what
I'm
does that
have
to do with ghost
stories? Yeah, story? I'm just right. Depressed.
Okay, and I'm with it.
I see how you tied it together. Right. But where's the whimsy? Yeah. None of this feels whimsical.
I'm not feeling the whims.
Yeah, I'm feeling very, yeah, no whims.
Right. Okay,
no whims.
Fine. All right. What's your big hope for 2021? How about that? Can we do that?
I mean, I'm not saying story.
I know, but I'm saying you make me super self-conscious.
This feels a little dark. That's all. This feels a little dark. Am I tripping?
No, I'm tripping.
I tell you,
I can go with it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So, did we ever end that story?
No, I just.
No, I'm not sure. I'm talking about up and attic. So we didn't find anything.
There was nothing.
There was no part.
We didn't find anything, and
yes,
nothing up there. Nothing up there, but our renewed belief in ourselves and what we know. That's what we found up there.
That felt good. Right. I'm accept that just because it felt good. All right, so 2021, what are we looking forward to?
That being said,
yes.
Now that you know that there are no squirrels up there, would you go up there now?
Or spirits?
No, because I heard them this morning. I heard them this morning.
We looked up
there. They were chittering. I'm telling you, man.
I looked up there.
Look, squirrels might have day jobs, man. Okay. They were there.
That gets nuts.
Oh, I see what you did. I see what you did.
All right.
They were there.
That's good.
This morning, about 4 o'clock, and I heard them. And I grabbed my gun. I'm not going to say a lie to you.
Have you seen squirrels outside?
Yeah, squirrels are always outside. Yeah, they were out there.
So maybe those were the squirrels.
I don't know. I think squirrels...
Did they look dead?
Ooh, you saw them?
Did they have red eyes? I'm going to get you in the sleep. See you tonight.
I mean, the bad thing is, they're both leaving. And I got to be here tonight, so...
Just all three of them things were very concerning. Like, right. Why does that squirrel have red eyes? Why is it talking?
I know.
Why is it threatening me?
These are obviously special squirrels. We have to know. Even though they're in the attic.
There's so many questions.
Oh, you called me. I'm outside. I will just give you a bite to eat.
Why does the squirrel sound like an old mechanic?
You're right.
I like all of the details. Right. All of these details are fantastic.
Everything you like is the thing that like shook me to my core.
Red eyes, they talking in a deep, raspy voice. Wait till tonight.
Piling his tooth like, oh,
you're talking about me. Right. I get something to talk about in the morning.
We don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Right. Keep my tails out your mouth.
did they come attack you in formation?
The bad thing is, wait a minute. The bad thing is
no parachutes. just crawl on the ceiling and just drop down on you in the bed.
Right. Bro, number two.
That's
the
hilarious.
Bad thing is while I'm pushing the hatch up to go look. Oh, <dude. laughs> like, cause you know, we was on a bucket. We didn't have the ladder. I broke that up to burn it for firewood. So I push up the
Do your readers just like just that statement? Do you think they catch it? I mean, your listeners?
No.
Oh, yeah, man, the ladder, yeah, I bust that up for firewood. Hey, you just skip right over that?
I'll skip
you,
over,
you
don't,
yeah. You don't give any... Okay,
it was okay, real quick. No, it was an old ladder.
They should
know me, who
just,
I am.
Just let them create their own story.
Fair enough. So I'm sitting on a bucket. I'm standing on a bucket. I push up the hatch. Okay. And while I'm, like, trying to stretch to push up the hatch...
True.
Okay. Cousin Jay decided like take his hand and kind of go skillily
up
my back, like the squirrels are attacking my back. As an old man, I'm kicking one leg like get off.
Not like this.
Not like this. That's funny.
All right.
No, that's funny. Good. You know, you bring up something that I would be interested in getting y'all perspective.
Okay.
So this concept of just in case, I feel like that is predominantly a black person trait.
Just okay. In case?
Yeah. And maybe there are some other, you know, maybe there's some other races that go with that. But for sure, and maybe I'm biased because I'm black, that phrase of just in case, it'll be like, stop at this gas station. I don't like it either. You know, let's go to the next one just in case. You know what I mean? Just like... You don't need a lot of information to make a hard, concrete decision.
But right? Just in case,
like,
yeah,
they running. You know, I better run just in case.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, when you the bad thing is when you bring it up to somebody else. So if I'm driving, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stop over here. You're like, no, let's go to the other one, just in case. Like it's got you. Right, right. Yeah, we go.
It's just when you brought that up, it made me think about. So I was going to a place with a friend, and. We were stopping at like Dunkin' Donuts, and he pulled his gun and he said, "Just in case."
Wow!
I'm just right, like, it's just donuts and coffee.
Donuts, man. You don't like profit?
It's just caffeine and sugar, just refined sugars. That's all. That's
right. Right.
And my man was serious.
Yeah,
wow. He had to have that on him because he said, "Just in case."
The bad thing is, say no more.
Right,
just in case.
Right,
when I'm driving home in my uniform. Right, so my gun has a two. The holster has a two. Like to release the gun, there's two steps you gotta go through. Right, when I'm driving back from Rensselaer to here, I take my gun out and I put it under my right lap.
You hear that, brothers?
Oh no! I gave all the secrets away.
You know, I keep my gun right by my credit card. Right here. It's the number.
The number is three.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
But
and,
I do
know,
it.
It's right there next to it. Family, you know, social security card. I keep all that right there. Underneath my seat.
But I do it, .. just in case.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you see me, if you got warrants and I'm wearing a uniform, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not going back to jail. Uh-huh. Guess what? You pull up to me at the red light, stop light. Guess what? I ain't got to reach and do the two clasp thing. No, I got it right there. Pat, pat. Uh-huh. Or to the left, pat, pat. .. just in case.
Mm-hmm. True. I got you.
Y'all making me feel super paranoid. Like,
it's not really at all.
You take it all the way there. I think these are very good stories. It offers a different viewpoint. It's just because it's not an example I would have used, don't mean it's not a good example.
Yeah, but y'all both make it fun.
No, cool, man.
Okay, cool. All right, cool.
I just feel like so, I'm trying to have a ropes session with a gangster. Like,
I ain't no gangster, but like, don't just leave
no,
me.
No, gangster's not the right term. Maybe it's like you having a roasting session with a family member that can go there. So just be very careful.
Flip the table over.
Hey, you know, you're like, I ain't making fun of you, man.
Okay, all right, cool. So I had a couple stories that I did want to share on the BTP, but the way the world's been going, like, making light of the news has not been my thing.
Got it.
All right, so
One of the stories was a little white dude, young white privileged young man was talking stank to a bouncer at a club. So the kid was underage, and he told the guy, "One day you'll be working for me." The guy punched him, and then he died instantly.
Wow. Five finger death punch.
Yeah.
Like, you that. No, I, no, you wasn't supposed to use it right there.
Wait a minute. I just didn't believe it. It's like you're like,
explain that again.
Okay. So the little kid, he was wearing, in the picture, I don't know if it was the actual picture, he was underage, he's wearing a tux. Okay. Little young white guy, had a blonde hair, you know, he looked like he came from money.
Okay.
And what he was trying to get somewhere he wasn't supposed to be. And then the bouncer was like, "No, you can't go. No, little homie, this ain't for you." You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So he was like, "Hey, one day you'll be working for me." He got punched by the bouncer, hit the ground.
Hit him with the
G. Oh, my goodness.
And the dude is... So I was going to make all the jokes. Well, y'all been here.
I'll do it.
Let's make the jokes.
Now, go ahead. I don't have a good instinct for some of...
Going
through some of these subjects.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a bad, you know, I just don't have the comedic vocabulary.
We got you, man.
Yeah, so okay. I think y'all take care of it.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking, right? This is what, should I do the music? I'm not doing the music. But what I'm saying, like, okay, so, like, they pull
up. What they came for?
Huh?
You got music?
I don't have any music. I got, wait a minute, hold on.
No bad news.
You get something, and something.
Yeah, come on.
I've been playing this for 3 years. I don't know the music.
Yeah.
Roll three, punk.
Okay, here we go. That's all I want.
Okay. No one has ever added me on Facebook or Instagram for me saying Bros 3 Pod.
That's fine.
Also, I'm on Twitch, apparently, Bros 3 Pod.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Apparently, I can like do this, and they can actually do the video and see what we're talking about in real time.
Huh.
I don't care about that.
I do.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk about the little boy. All right, so little boy, like my whole thing is... Cause I gotta get to the.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. It's just hilarious. You start off, but let's talk about this little boy.
Right.
That's a little bit more.
I'm saying because
details.
Okay. So my
the young man that got punched.
Now, yeah, he got punched.
How young are we talking?
I'm gonna
16.
Say.
It's going to because
he tried to get into a club. If there's a bouncer, there's a club.
Well,
so
I also
not had, old enough.
I have the story in my phone, so we
no,
can.
No, let's just assume. Let's
okay,
just...
okay, 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 okay.
Would you say he's 16, 17, or is it like a 21 club? If he's that young, you're not just trying to turn up. So most likely it was probably like a strip club or something. Because you want to see boobies. When you that age, you trying to see something you ain't ready to see yet.
Right, okay. I'm going to give him 16.
All right.
16? Does that sound pretty good?
Right. Well, if something bad going to happen to him, 16 is probably about the age when things become hilarious.
Yeah, 14 is traumatic, but 16 is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in my brain, his head goes down. I see him pulling up with his privileged friends, so I'm BMW, some kind of nice car.
Can we make him 18?
We can make him 18.
You can drive at 16. Okay. You can drive at 16.
How about 17? I'll meet you halfway.
Okay.
17?
Right. Yeah. All right.
That's fine.
Okay. 17. So he pulls up with his friends. And they both got, what's those shirts? The
cardigan sweaters?
Not cardigan sweaters, but like the polo, the short sleeve tennis shirts.
Yeah,
what else called?
Okay. Yeah, polos.
Yeah, polos.
Yeah, collar shirts.
Yeah, he got the collars popped, though. He got his hair spiked, got product in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he pulls up with...
He looks like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, he's like Fred. Yeah. With a cool Fred. Right? So he pulls up with two other friends, because the only reason men act out is when we're with our friends.
You're right.
Right. So they pull up, and maybe they're old enough to get in the club.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, I ain't gonna say they 21, let's say both 18, he's 17.
So they get in the club.
They get in the club.
He's not...
He can't get in the club, right? So now, not only the insecurity pops in, but the fact is, like,
I drove with my friend. No, one of the other guys that got in drove.
So exactly. Exactly. Right? Wow. All right. So they're like, okay, Aiden, you can come in. Jaden, you can come in.
Right.
Brayden,
right.
Who's 17 year old,
right.
He can't come in.
Right. His name has to be Blake.
Blake. Okay, cool. Yeah, Blake. So Blake's sitting there, and then Nat taps into that, like, that underage feelings of, like, insecurity.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, Blake knows he probably makes more than this black dude who's 350 pounds and 6'5".
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? With no neck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With a black, his shirt, literally just a black shirt that says Kimbo security.
Slice.
Exactly. He's got, like, receding dreads. He was like, what you mean? He checking out these with a flashlight. He like, okay, Jaden, you can go in.
Uh-huh.
Brayden, you can go in.
Right.
Blake.
It's fake.
Yeah. You can't go. No access.
Right.
What do you mean no access?
Right.
Can't come in, homie.
Right. Quit playing, man.
Yeah, all quit right. playing. Like, yeah. Real talk. So he tried to, like, keep walking.
Right.
Because he's privileged. Yeah, that one hand on the chest. Stop him.
Right.
Did they make a line?
Huh?
Did they wait in line or did they walk right up to the bouncer?
We gonna say,
because that's a different type of animosity if you had
to wait in line.
We're gonna say that he walked straight up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Does it work? Okay. So he walked straight up.
They don't have to
exactly right. All so right. Jaden and Brayden go in.
Right.
Blake get the hand on the chest.
Right.
And ain't nothing worse when that hand covers your whole real face. Cause I'm thinking about the brother who played in Green Mile.
Oh,
Michael
Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah. Uh-huh. No access, homie.
Right.
Do you know who my dad is?
Right.
And then you try like start walking again. Yeah. The hand hit you again.
Right.
Bow. Ooh. Right. Took the wind out you a little bit.
Right.
No access, homie.
Right.
Look, my dad's gonna own this club. You're gonna work for me one day.
Right.
And that big African American fist come all the way from Wakanda. You were like, oh, I was a colonizer the whole time. Didn't realize it. And the bad thing, you probably dad listens like to like some booty shaking music in the background. Booty butt cheeks.
We got two for one special. Three chicken wings in the back.
As you hit the ground, like, not like this. Not like this.
His chest wrapped around his fist.
And then the lights go out.
Right.
Come on now, get up out of here. Yeah, come on, little homie. That little pat on the back, like
right.
That way when you hit the ground and somebody pat you on the thigh, like to wake you up. Come on, homie. Go on, get in the car, dog.
Right.
Nah, for real, dog. Get up.
All right. Not this again.
And you got to get on the headset and be like, yeah, I killed another one.
We got another one.
Come on, don't you down me.
Wait a minute. The bad thing, if you try to give him first aid, you're going to crush his right, head because you're a big dude. One and two.
Sticking me.
All right.
Dang. Did that really happen, though?
Yeah, it really happened.
Wow.
I didn't make that up.
So you don't just punch him because he said my dad was hungry. He was begging on. He probably touched him.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, know, and the thing is. Like,
tied him up in chicken wing. He got out, then tried to swing on him. Now I got to.
Yeah, I
got
to get you.
You're going to jail today.
Did y'all see. You probably didn't see it. I know Cousin Jay saw it. Did y'all see the video that was taken in the gas station? The twisted tea. Did you see the twisted tea video?
No, I haven't seen.
Okay, so check it out.
I'm aware of it.
Okay,
I haven't seen it.
So there was a young white man who was in line. It was a gas station. I think they also sold alcoholic beverages, right? So there was a black guy. He was a bigger guy, and he had a twisted tea. Now twisted tea is like
Mike's Hard Lemonade,
but it's like also got tea. So it's tea, but it has an alcoholic content to it, right? So the black dude was in line. He had gray sweatpants on. He looked like he was in shape, you know. So he's out there showing the eggplant emoji, whatever. But at the same time, he's trying to grab some tea. Wasn't trying to hurt nobody, just trying to get his little tea and move on.
Yeah.
The young white guy, skinny guy, taller guy, kept calling him out his name, the N-word. N-word.
These one of them white guys that think they black because they hang around black friends and they say all the black vernacular.
So I saw that. Was it in
gas station? It looked like gas station.
I mean, like, was it adversarial or was he just trying to.
It like turned you said,
was he using it like a. You know, was he trying to, I guess, connect with this individual or something? Like, why was he even saying that?
No, because the energy I got off from it, it's like he was using, like, you know, like basically if you say, you call me N-word, I'm like, yo, please don't do that. Right. And it's like, well, what if I do N-word? What you gonna do? N-word.
Oh,
like,
you it, think it, oh.
It was some energy to it. You can tell by the video. And some little young white woman, she was recording from far away. And the black guy was like, okay, cool. I'm just gonna get my Twitter tea. I'll move on, show somebody these gray sweatpants. Life gonna be good. But the white guy kept pushing. So the black guy, he had the tea, and you could see like he was getting worked up, but he dropped the tea. Right? He dropped the can of tea.
You tried to be flashy and you dropped it.
Yeah, real talk.
If you had caught it, oh, it would have been sweet.
So he dropped the tea, he reached down for it, the white guy kicked the tea. Right? But he didn't kick it far enough, he couldn't grab it. So the white guy, the black guy grabbed the tee, and the white guy, because my whole thing is once you touch somebody, you've literally assaulted them, and they have a right to protect themselves. The cool thing is the black guy flipped the tee in his hand before he slapped the white guy. And when he slapped the white guy, not only did he like brush his mouth with all can, but the can opened up. He was like, that's Briss, baby. And then from there, like, the white guy went down like, oh. Right. Like, okay.
Oh, don't call you that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, I've been saying don't call me. He's like, oh, okay. And then the black guy got on top of him, started punching him a little bit, and then folded him up like a pretzel because the white guy was small to begin with. But the whole thing is, like, if he wouldn't have kicked that can, they could have went on with their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I just don't understand. Why is this still a thing in 2021? Like, why go on the ledge for that word?
Well,
I just don't understand it. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't.
I put it like this, because actually, me and Jay talked about this a little earlier.
It's 2021. How many people got to get fired and make public apologies?
I know.
It's just like, okay. But anyway, go, please, continue.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something about Zion. About a month and a half ago, she was at work, and at the job that she works at, they were closing up. She works at a restaurant. It's after hours. All of the customers were going. They were cleaning up the restaurant, getting it sanitized and everything for the next day, right? So a young white lady started playing some rap music. And they had, you know, the N-word in and everything. Zion was like, yo, would you please, like, not play that? I find it offensive. The white lady was like, well, they're saying N-I-G-G-A, not N-I-G-G-E-R.
Oh, she explained to her.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sounds like, I don't use either one in my personal life.
Yeah.
Would you mind turning it off? So, she was like, no, I'm not going to turn it off. Which I was trying to tell Zion, that's kind of what life is. You can tell somebody it offends you, but they don't necessarily have to respect your opinion. Right?
Hey, no, I'm just listening.
Right. So then somebody else came out, another white person, was like, yo, turn it off. She said she's offended. Turn it off. She's offended. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Zion was not put on the schedule for like 3 weeks after that. Right? And Zion was like, she called up, the person who does the schedule was like, yo, so am I working today? No. Am I working this week? No. I'm working 2 weeks from now. Like, you need to talk to HR.
Mm.
Zion talked to HR, and it was like, well, we suspended you because you were instigating the situation. And she was like, what did I actually instigate? He was like, well, you know, the girl who played the music, she didn't get reprimanded, and it wasn't even brought up to those people's attention that it happened. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm telling my daughter, like, well, this is life. Which, it didn't feel good to do that, but I think Zion's been off for 4 weeks now. And I think she's going to be on the schedule next week. I actually told her to quit. Like,
that's not life. I mean, we tell ourselves, no, let me qualify it. What I'm trying to say is, even though those are aspects of life, that's not life. Like, that's not a normal thing for a 16-year-old to have to navigate. You get what I'm saying? Even though
once that person is a customer, you lose certain rights. You don't just get to go into any store and say whatever you want to say. And
no, it was a worker. It wasn't a customer.
It was another worker?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't make that.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was another worker doing it.
Right.
Okay. You know, but still, you're not supposed to... You're supposed to do everything you can to create an environment that's free of harassment.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, depending on how you want to deal with it, there's a number of ways to deal with it, but I'm like you. I'm saying it's not normal. Like, that's not a place we should be... That's not a place that we should be patronizing. And I know the place you're talking about. I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as good that she stood for herself. And even though this is a part of life, this isn't a normal part of life. Like, this isn't normal.
It's true.
I have a feeling about... Anyway. So, I feel like, right? Nobody's probably laughing at this point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But... I mean, but Tio,
heads up. Hold on. It's saying something. Max, 60 minutes. All right, we got 5 more minutes. Apparently, like the actual anchor is telling me.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, you starting into the racial stuff. It's saying.
Like, you gonna end on that?
Maybe I can put another part on this if y'all want to do.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm glad we can wrap it up. I'm glad that she stood up for herself. Agreed. And honestly, I think it's more people in general just stand up for themselves. Some of this stuff would not be normal operating procedure. Because mm-hmm. even, you know, what we grew up, you live yeah. somewhere totally different. This mm-hmm. growing up here was not normal, even though it was normal to us at the time.
Right.
You live a whole different life where you live.
Right.
Okay, so, real quick, I'm going to stop this and start another recording because it's saying the maximum. Okay.
Well, you should probably sign off.
And open up and splash you with delicious twisted.
That's the taste of clean.
Yeah, you can't. I don't get unless you take a knife out and stab them. Right. But even then, we'd be like, you went too far. Right. You still lost.
Right.
All right, I'm recording again.
I'm thinking 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
If you get one, real quick, let's catch the people up. We were asking, how long is it if you get hit? With a can or whatever.
What is the maximum amount of time you can you can stay down and think about how hard that hit was? Before you get back up into the fight?
To me, it's a 10 count.
I think it's a 10 count.
It's like a Rocky movie.
Got it right.
It's like a Rocky movie.
Because 10 seconds is a long time when you're catching a blood whooping.
Well, if you stay down for 10 seconds, it's over.
Yes. No,
I'm out the door. Right, they ain't gonna no more fight. You got to get right back up.
Okay. I just ate that shit. I ate that. What else you got?
And you gotta win.
Okay,
you gotta win by any means.
Oh, so that's just like putting all your
chips
in,
down. Cause you gotta go food for food now.
You want to get crazy?
I'm busting Dorito bags. I'm crumpling up on it. Oh, we doing this? Pepto-Bismol, all of them.
Because it's like, it got to be some formula to where it's how long you stayed down times how many times you stumbled on your way down. You know what I mean? Because if you stumbled 2 steps, it's a wrap. You probably got at most 2 steps of stumbling.
Right.
Wait a minute. Okay. No, you got a point. I seen a one-legged dude get beat up.
With his own leg. No.
My whole thing is this. When I say anybody can get beat down for any reason, you know what I'm saying? Cause
you say he dropped these little gems and didn't give you no context.
Okay.
Why was you watching the one man?
I didn't watch him get beat, but at the same time, when I came in, he was getting beat up. Like, he was a one-legged dude. The thing was, if you're a one-legged dude, like Stink Meaner, he was like, you know, because you're blind, you think ain't nobody gonna put no hands on you?
Right.
Nah. Like, I'm a one-legged dude. I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can't kick your food over, but guess what? I can nub your food. I can nudge over the table. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Habitual line stuff?
He was a habitual line stepper with one leg.
Okay.
Right? So people was like, you know what? One young dude like, you know what? Equal opportunity. I'm going to give you these hands.
Okay.
And he jumped on the boy while he was asleep. So he woke him up with some hands. And then he woke up and tried. What?
He sucker punched a one-legged person?
Right.
But the one-legged dude, you can't just be a disrespectful person just because you got a disability.
But sleep?
But yeah, why did he
need to sneak up on him? Right.
He got one leg. He was smaller than the one-legged dude.
Yeah. Sorry.
Man, the power dynamics of this fight is very interesting.
The fact of the matter is, a one-legged dude got beat up. And what I'm saying is, when I say anybody can get beat up for any reason, like, you just can't be like, well, I'm a one-legged dude. I'm a Desert Storm vet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I see, but at the same time,
that dude whooped that guy.
We saw a guy in a wheelchair whoop a dude who had two legs. So, like, it ain't the fight and the dog, it's the dog and the fight. Okay. But what I'm saying is, the they one leg. Up. Yeah.
The wheelchair situation.
But, yeah.
The one. That's, I said it wrong.
Said it backwards.
Okay.
That's all
right. The one legged dude figured, like, the world's going to take pity on him. I ain't going to beat him up because he got.
Any qualms about. Blindsided a disabled person in the fight.
I seen a fully functional.
I'm just saying, you don't have any issue with this.
It's life. Okay. You think? Wait a minute. You think a lion don't eat gazelle because he got cramped that day?
I was just asking. What are your rules of engagement?
My rules are different.
Yours
are,
yeah, I see.
Okay.
I respect it.
My rules is this. I'm going to come to you as a man. I don't care where I meet you in life. I don't care what you've done. You are a man before anything else. You're a white guy. You're a black guy, Chinese, whatever, disabled. You are a man.
Okay.
With that being said, you're going to give me that same respect. If you don't give me that same respect, then we escalate that situation. Me being taller, me being shorter, that has nothing to do with anything. If you're going to disrespect me as a man, then I'm going to give you that same amount of disrespect. Perfect example. 2 weeks ago, some little dude who's obviously smaller than me and coming off of drugs, he's in the bed, right? I go and talk to him. I say, yo, sir, this is the situation, blah, blah, blah. He didn't like what I was saying, right?
Okay.
Again, I have not cursed this man. Sure. I'm like, sir, this is the situation. This is what's going on. He gonna tell me, what if I got out this bed right now and took off on you? Now, I don't know if you know what took off, but basically, like, if I stand up and bop you, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, dude, say no more. I took my glass off, handed it to my homie, stand up, let's get it going. Like, we have no other cordial conversation. Stand up, let's get it going. Because you brought this to the table. I didn't bring it to the table. So now you're sitting on the side of the bed, like, well, I won't stand up. As soon as you stand up, it's on. I'm not going to give you a chance to square up. No, I'm going to bop you in your face because you've told me. Once you stand up, you won't do me some harm.
Yeah, but that's two males working out their aggression.
I ain't got no aggression.
No, I'm just saying. It's just in that moment, it was two males with a dispute, and it was being handled at that time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel a little, I have some trepidation about a man that's fully able sneaking up on another individual because of a, you know, some predetermined. Good morning, Tasha. Like, do you get the difference?
I get what you're saying, but different people conduct themselves in different ways. Like, my job is not to make people conform to how I feel. The fact of the matter is, a one-legged dude was talking stank, and you thought nobody was going to get at him because he had one leg and he realized the equal opportunity.
How intimidating is this man that this other guy, I know I'm taking this all off.
No, you're good. No, this is what
comedy is
about.
How intimidating is this one-legged man that the other man felt like, not right now. Like, you gonna talk to me like this in front of everybody? I got you when you sleep. How intimidating was this man?
I gotta hit you with the Antonio Banderas. Not yet. Go to sleep.
This whole thing. All right. No. Do you have a problem with this, Jay? I know me and him keep
accommodating. No.
You have a problem
talk.
Sucker punching
I feel
a disabled
like
man.
You can fight him when he's awake. You know, you don't have to wait when you sleep. Yeah. Right, Debo?
We leave. I'll be talking again.
Okay. But, I think y'all missing the main point. I just
no. He can get that work.
Right.
He gets the work when it's
at that moment.
Right. When he's up, like, you ain't gotta wait.
Okay. Okay. So cool. So do I wait till he gets up and then put his leg on, or do I just gotta wait till he gets up?
He shouldn't have let him go to sleep.
Yeah.
That time passed. Like, when it happened, he was awake. He was like, "All right, then."
That's the way I'm gonna imagine this scenario.
Ooh, I can't wait till he goes to sleep.
So, man, that was intimidated by
right.
this other gentleman, and he said, "You know what? Right now is not the opportune time to attack
right.
him. I'm gonna wait until he's more vulnerable.
Okay.
Y'all like, man,
okay, you maybe that was a
milk.
Bit.
You wanna play some slow jam?
Okay.
Oh, I feel like singing. 99
Okay.
Yeah, I got some chamomile tea for you, brother. I know we was arguing earlier. Here's a little.
All right, right, all right, right.
Okay, maybe
the pop. Yeah, brother, I know you've been struggling with your sleep. I just want to make sure you feel good this evening.
Right.
Because I'm going to wake you up. What? Nothing. All
right. Maybe that was a bad analogy. Okay.
But your point was well taken. It was just that one part I couldn't get hung up on.
Well, I'm also seeing, like, big dudes, really big dudes, get beat up by really small dudes.
Right.
Because, like, if I talk something to you, I'm like, hey, man, you know what? You ain't nothing. Blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to sit here and watch TV. And I've seen small dudes, like, punch continuously a bigger dude. I came in, right? I was sitting in my little office or whatever. They said 10-10, which is a fight. 10-10 in a certain pod. I run up in the pod. The big dude, who's about as big as me, has no pants on.
I can't fight you. Can't fight you if your thing out.
He had drawers on. He had no pants on. He got whooped so bad, he whooped out his pants. He was under a table. The first thing, and his eyes bleeding. Now, me being a big, tough CEO, the first thing I come in, hey, what's going on? Where your pants at? Like, and the bad thing is he did that thing that you spin around a circle, like, who whooped me? What happened? Because he don't know what happened. Right. There's no one in the day room. He's under the table. He's crawling on the table with just tidy whites on. His eyes bleeding. Right. Hey, man, what's going on? Who did that? What? Where your pants at? Come to find out, a smaller guy. They hit him with the ninja bandage.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And the bad thing is, okay, so the little young guy said, he's been threatening me all day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he was watching TV. He was sitting on the table, so I waited till he relaxed his back.
Oh,
and, yeah, I know. Okay. And then hit him from the side. He hit him so hard, I guess he spent off the table. He went under the table.
Right.
Then the dude started kicking him. They got Crocs on, but he kicking him under the table. The dude was running from the kicks. And then once he said, "Oh, the CO's coming," everybody scattered.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when I opened up the door, it's a dude with a bloody eye, no pants on.
Right.
Dizzy because he was spun on the table.
Right.
So with the force of the punch,
I spent his pants off.
He must have
like
ran.
The centrifugal force of the rotation made his pants.
Yeah.
Fly.
Yeah.
Was this Goku? Who is he fighting?
The Flash. That's what we.
All right, I ain't messing all this up.
Running all the way around the world. I kept running.
Maybe I messed this up.
You know,
up.
If I was him under that table, I would be mad at y'all.
Why was you mad at me?
Because y'all post, you know when you get whooped so bad, you got an attitude
there. Right.
Y'all be.
Right.
Y'all be.
Right. Y'all supposed to be my boys.
You supposed to be dead to count by now.
Right.
You didn't count. You didn't get whooped on.
Yeah, really, I'd be mad at y'all.
The bad thing is, he got hit so hard.
Where my pants at?
Where your pants at? I'm asking you, where my pants at?
This is the type of place y'all running around.
Got people running around here with no pants all willy-nilly.
I thought y'all got protocol.
The bad thing is, his...
Yeah, I told everybody you didn't lost the fight.
Right.
Get my stuff, man.
Help me pick up my change. The bad thing is his occipital bone got broken 13 different places.
Wow.
One punch.
One punch!
One punch man for real.
Right. Okay.
I think we got sidetracked.
Yeah, I was about to say. Where we
so at? I guess you're saying, is that cool?
I'm saying, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you said one-legged man shouldn't get punched without because he was asleep. I get that. But like...
So he knew he couldn't take him face to face.
Exactly. Is
so
that
he
okay?
Was strategic.
I got questions about this interview.
That, by all means, that's all we got. It's a podcast.
We should move on.
If you can talk all that stank, you should be able to go mano y mano. But he knew he couldn't win that fight. He would have got tossed up.
Yeah.
So he waited. I still think you should. I mean, a win is a win. But at the same time,
you have no honor.
So
W is a W.
Right.
You got a point, though.
Yeah, I get it. I get this. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, I just can't go, man. Right.
I feel you. But see,
if you found out that it was a little man, that means he eventually found out it was a little man.
He knew it was a little man because he's bullying the little man. Oh. He actually sued the little man.
He sued him.
Yeah, I know.
Now that you shouldn't have done. That I have a problem with. Okay, you bullying, you got your tail whooped, and now you gonna sue? Nah, you gotta take that.
I think, I
don't know.
But see, okay.
Punch me in my pants.
Right, yeah, right. You just the same
A.
face, you gotta sue.
Exhibit A. Right. My cheeks is out.
They clapped one time. I felt it. I didn't like it.
But see, I think we have bias about certain things. If you're a big guy and you get whooped, people automatically assume you had the butt whooping coming. Remember when Suge Knight got knocked out?
Mm-hmm. Like the first time?
Yeah, he did.
He did. But what I'm saying is every tall guy is not a bully.
Okay.
I'm speaking on behalf of tall guys.
But you've been picked on. He got picked on.
Well, he was picking on people.
Okay.
Allegedly.
You think that's cool? Especially if somebody be like, all right, man, cool out. Chill out. I don't know if that's what he did, but I would assume that's what he did.
Okay.
Enough with all them games, man.
All right, man.
I just feel like, yeah. I think there's a bias here. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh, what do you want to happen? What scenario did you want? How did you want it to end?
I'd rather not having to begin with.
Okay.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, in my line of work, like, I can't, like, my job doesn't transition over very well to other jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, brother number two, yeah, whatever he does for a living, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's, you know what I'm saying? He's, what's the word?
Yeah, we're not different. I got you.
Yeah. Like,
but
you are, what's the word when someone gives you money? You are...
philanthropist?
Broke?
No. Compensated. That's what I'm looking for. You are compensated very well for what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I might not like what's going on, but I got a yacht. You're good. You know what I'm saying? And Cousin Jay, like, you when you do your thing, it's people clap. Like, you did a great job. That's not my job.
That's the booty cheeks for the person that couldn't see.
The claps. Claps with the booties. But what I'm saying is, like, in my job, if I'm doing something for the betterment of somebody, I get cussed out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like you get compensated. Cousin Jay gets applause. Like, oh, that was a great drum solo. I like that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm like, you can't smoke crack. Hey, man, skip you. I can smoke all the crack. Not in this place. You know what? I'm going to kill you. Somebody actually threatened me.
I'm going to kill you when we get upstairs, old man.
I had the best death threat. Someone told me they was going to shoot me in the back. Not kill me. Cut off both my arms, throw them in the river. And then that way I would have to live in fear for the rest of my life. I was more concerned about how I was going to wipe my butt. Because I'm not wiping it with hooks.
That's pretty good.
I know, right? Like, he thought it out. Like, I ain't going to kill him. Right. I'm going to shoot you in the back and cut your arms off. What am I doing while you shot me in the back and cut my arms off?
He was plotting just like the other two.
Yeah.
Right. Win's a win.
The bad thing is, every night I rub my shoulder. Like, right. Thank God. No one's going to take you away from me.
Right.
Not today. Yeah.
So, look, let's take off occupation hats.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just saying occupation hats, right? We taking them off.
Okay.
We all got different occupations, just to take that hat off.
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about the rules we grew up with when it comes to fisticuffs. Okay. And just in my mind, and I might be wrong, when it comes to fisticuffs, it should be handled thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
It should be, to me, that's all.
Yeah.
That's my main issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't like the sneak attack?
Not in that scenario. No, I ain't like
that. Yeah, and especially as a one-legged man. So you all, even if you said stand up and square up, old man, like he got to put a leg on. I get it.
That's funny.
That's all.
Okay,
that's
fair all enough.
Yeah.
Let's go outside. You and me.
Hold on now.
Let me put this leg on real quick. Oh,
Who you input? Young man.
Am I the only person when I see somebody with a artificial limb, you automatically think they lost it in war? Or is that just my personal bias?
You know, when I see artificial limb, I automatically go to, like, I wonder how strong is that? Like an arm, robotic arm or something like that?
Mm-hmm. It's bionic.
But you don't think about how they lost it?
Not as
much. No, I just think they lost it. But I can see why you would think it was in the war. But it could also have been a swimming accident, a shark. You know, I think that's where creativity comes. It could be whatever you want. Well, I don't automatically go to war. I try to have fun with it.
Holding firecrackers.
Mortal Kombat, man. The fatality.
Well, I was at when the world was open before Corona. I was at Old Country Buffet. This was like years and years ago. I know, right? Yeah. And I saw a woman and she was on a date. It seemed like she was on a date. And like she had a missing arm. And she had like, instead of having like a prosthetic arm, she had like two hooks, clamps or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like getting her plate, whatever. And she put the salad on, because you know, it's a date. So the first plate has to be salad. So she's.
You took her to Old Country.
I didn't take her nowhere.
I'm just thinking this guy.
he took her to Old Country. Hey, that way, hey, you hungry?
You get whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
I'm about to spend all this. You get $17.95. That's what you were.
So they were sitting there eating, and they're like, she was talking, you know what I'm saying, to the guy. I won't say she's black, and the guy might have been white.
And he takes her to Old Country Buffet.
Is that a good
first date? For a first date?
Okay, maybe it wasn't the first date, but it seemed like a date, definitely. Okay. Like, they wasn't together.
Nothing against Old Country Buffet. I do like their food, but if I'm trying to wine and dine and razzle-dazzle a female, I'm not taking her to no Old Country Buffet. That's me.
Okay.
Go ahead. That's beside the point.
Okay. Maybe they had been... Maybe they wasn't, like, maybe it wasn't the first date, but it wasn't...
They was there.
Right. They were there.
That's fine.
Right? And then, like, I remember I was walking by her table, and I was going to get, like, my second or third plate of food. And I just looked down. I wanted to say thank you for your service. But at the same time, like, I went to go get the food, and I was like, why do I automatically think she lost it?
Right.
Doing something brave. Like, maybe she just put her hand in the snow, like a wood chipper.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I got this contempt. Like, once I got my food and I walked past, they're like, you're a fraud. Like, she said nothing.
Right.
She was getting to know this perfectly nice white guy who was apparently cheap. But I just, I was like, no, you don't get that. And then every person I meet who's lost a limb, I don't ask them how they lost it, but I automatically don't assume they lost it doing something brave.
Okay. Well, maybe she did, and that's how they ended up there, because they honor veterans, and you get a free
free ice cream. Yeah,
because I'm not taking my girl to the Old Country Buffet. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. The bad thing is, I kind of wanted to keep watching and see how she eat, because if she got a free ice cream, she's gonna put it between the two hooks and be walking like licking.
That's good.
That's me. All right.
Because you gotta have a cone at the end of every meal. I do.
I may see. I'm just like, what
we going?
Because she did lose both her arms.
She lost
one arm. So yeah. Why couldn't she hold the cone with the one?
Because her holding the cone.
Let's just move on.
That's it. I got nothing else. If anybody else got anything to talk about,
okay.
Do y'all realize? Okay, real quick, I'm gonna say this, and maybe this is a topic for another podcast. I've been looking at. I saw a video about, they were asking Germans, how did Adolf Hitler get so much power so quickly? Because I think...
I saw something about that.
I think the farther we get away from history, we'd be like, oh, well, this was bad, and how could people not see it at the time?
Right.
And it's like, do you realize, like, how close we are? We still kind of are close to... Civil War, someone actually trying to like become a dictator. Like in hindsight, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, our children or grandchildren are gonna look back like, how did this happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? How did y'all get so close to this bad thing happening? When you're close to history, it doesn't seem monumental. Like most people don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us do. And I was watching this video. And they were saying, like, at that time when Hitler became a dictator, he had like 1/3 of the votes, right? 33%. So he wasn't the majority, so he couldn't win in the actual vote. And they had the parliament, right? So there's a parliament meeting. All his followers, because he had 1/3, you know, a lot of people, militant, radicals, they were wearing brown shirts at the time. They actually, like, surrounded all the members of parliament. So you got all these people in brown shirts. And he was...
all parliament, my bad.
He was saying, like, he gave this impassioned speech. He was basically saying, like, look...
That's wrong parliament?
My bad.
Like you went Parliament Funkadelic.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, he's giving this speech. He was like, "Look, I know you people don't have to give me no power. You ain't got to make me no dictator. But I implore you to give me the power to be a dictator." Now, all these people in the audience, they look around. They see all these people in brown suits. Like the threat was inferred. Mm-hmm. Like if we don't vote to get his man power, like, it's going to be a bloodbath in him. So they were like, okay, with that being said, I know I don't have the votes, but I'm asking you, I'm imploring you, I'm asking you to do the right thing, make Germany great again, give me this power.
Right.
And they were like, so let's take a vote. And everyone unanimously made him, real talk, the dictator.
Right.
Like, I see that.
You think history is repeating itself right
well,
now?
Well, no, it's just like, I didn't have that context up until a couple of weeks ago.
Gotcha.
And now to see it, it's like, you're like, okay, well, let's give him the power. We don't have no idea what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. We had no idea it was going to get this bad.
Right.
And now, living in the time we're living in, it's like, this is scary. Like,
eerily similar.
Yeah, like, I met some dude who said, like, he believes in mermaids. A grown man. It's like, dude, are you serious right now? He was like, no, I'm telling you, man, like, there's my... Like, you don't know the type of people you live with or you share your common space with until something happens. Like, oh, no, this person's making sense. So this makes sense to you? Like, this person saying this thing?
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Both of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm
you
saying,
see the mermaid?
So I mean, like, my statement to that would be like, my understanding that's a big part, but there's other things that primed the charge, as you will. There's other things that made that scenario be effective, and part of that was like World War I happening, and World War II was in these financial straits, and. You know, generally when things get terrible with the economy like it was in World War One to World War Two, you can easily fan the flames of nationalism and xenophobia. And I think there are some parallels here. You know, it just feels like trite to always compare things we don't like to Hitler. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think those examples are much closer to our block. I mean, like, why does the drug dealer exist? You know what I mean? Like, you go to a place that's economically depressed, create some boogeyman, and then impose your will by force. You know, usually through some type of violent means. Like, humans are social creatures. We are built to be just basically Legos, in my opinion, stacking society together. And to co-opt that really isn't that much. I mean, you can brainwash somebody just by sleep depriving them and keeping them hungry for a while.
That
totally
sounds,
rewire somebody's personality. So.
That sounds really megalomaniacism. Look, it's just not hard to make somebody work. Like, but you're right. You're right.
I told you to clean your room. I told you to clean your room.
So we're going to play baby.
Yeah.
We're going to play baby shark for 24 hours straight.
You know, I mean, just to keep personalizing what you're saying, to me it just gets down into... I mean, we kind of let stuff happen on our day-to-day basis. We don't have to go to a whole nation crumbling. Just on our day-to-day basis, there's things that we don't stand up for that we should. You know what I mean? That then becomes the dry tender that creates this inferno of all the stuff that we're dealing with.
Right.
I think we believe that most people are as sensible as we are. But then when you hear rhetoric, where you be like, well, you can't believe that. And then... people are like, no, this makes sense to me. Like, that's kind of scary.
You know, to me, and again, somewhere we lost the jokes. I don't know if you're going to keep this.
No, this is great, man.
But it's like, so I tell you, I deal with a lot of people from different areas and people that don't think like me. I deal with them often. And what I've learned is that we all are not dealing with the same facts or scenarios. I mean, what does not make sense to you is it may be because you're a black male that grew up in Gary and you don't have some of the same life experiences that make these, that would make you lean towards these decisions. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, taking away the moral component of it, just in general. We really do. I mean, if you think about it, from where we grew up to, I mean, like for real rural living, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, that's place in Gary, that's real farmland, you know, so we could be from the same city and have different priorities and perspectives, etc. So some of this stuff don't seem as crazy when you talk to the people. Not to say you still agree with them, but it's just like, oh, okay, I see why you came to this conclusion. I don't agree with you, you know, morally, I don't agree. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of that we gotta just, we're very much our own echo chamber.
You're right. We've lost the comedy on this one.
I'm loving this.
I don't like it. Great, I don't like it. I don't like
this. This is a special.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
This is great.
But, you know, I think it's important. It's real. What you basically said, well, you're talking about personal responsibility. Not co-opting in some pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but I think we all do have personal responsibility to just make the world a little better in the way that we can.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm gonna take
a break because I got some jokes in the corner. So I'm gonna get the jokes because I don't like.